If you are a parent, there are some times you just feel you are not doing enough. Or some parents just feel as if they have failed. Some parents also feel as if whatever their child become was their fault. In as much as some of these things are true, majority of the times it is not true. So as a parent, don't feel like a failure. There is a lot that has to do with parenting. Welcome to Godly Counsel with Mary Egbude. Thank you once again for listening to this podcast. And please, I ask you to share this podcast with every friend, family that you know, so that they might benefit from this teaching. There is no perfect parent anywhere. There is no perfect parent. Every parent have their own flaws, and they are just striving to bring out good children. Every parent will always give what they know. You cannot give what you don't know. If there are some things that are lacking in you, there is no how you can give your child that particular thing. If you look around you, you will realize that the world these days, babies are giving birth to babies, and that's the main reason why we have so many moral decadence everywhere. Most of the people that have been parents, that are giving birth to children, majority of them are also children. There are lots of things that they too need to learn that they didn't learn, and they have their own child, and they don't have know what to pass to these children. I remember during our own days, our parents, all the best they knew was to flog, to spank, to shout. And that was all they knew. That was how they were taught, and that was how they were raised, and that was how they raised most of us. In as much as these things have their own advantages, it also have a lot of disadvantage. Most of us came out very timid. We came out without being outspoken. We lacked a lot of confidence and self-esteem. Not because our parents wanted to kill these things from us, but because of the way we were raised. We were not given the opportunity to voice out and to say what we wanted. We weren't given so many chances to choose or to choose and to make our own choices. And I realized that even though we were not given those opportunities, also we were not exposed to a lot of things. Like that now our children have been exposed to the internet. Majority of them have been exposed to social media. They see a lot of things. Their phones, the phones they carry around has a lot of information, unnecessary information that a child should not be carrying. And at the end of the day, you see that their head is flocked up with a lot of things. And most parents now, our job is more, we have a more tedious job in our hands to be able to make them to know what is correct and what is wrong. Because our children these days, they imbibe in so many cultures. They see so many things online and they want to copy these cultures. During our own time, I think parenting was easier. I'm talking about 70s and 80s, because our parents were not really struggling with a lot of things like internet and all that. Though they were struggling with peer pressure, bad friends coming from bad homes, and they could tell you as a child, don't do this, don't do that, and you take correction. But these days, when you tell a child, don't do this and don't do that, when he goes out, the internet will say something else, the friends out there will say something else. So a lot of things are clouding their heads. The truth of the matter is, I praise these children. The information at their disposal is quite much, and they don't even know how to filter it to get the good ones out. And this is where we parents will come in. And that's the one reason why parenting is a sacrifice. You have to make out time for these children. You have to make sure you know their friends. You have to make sure you know where they go. You have to make sure you know the type of things they do, they read, the things they watch on social media. And I would also advise that as parents, we should not give phones to little children. What I mean by little children, a child that is still in secondary school, I don't see why he or she needs a phone. A child can get a tab where he can do his own work assignment and get information from the net to do his or her assignment. But when you give a child a phone that's connected to the internet, a lot of unnecessary information come up. And if that child is not well monitored, that child will get wrong information and may go astray. And I also want us to know as parents, that the best gift you can give to your child at any point in time is to give your child the gift of the Holy Spirit. Introduce your children to the Holy Spirit on time. And if they know God on time, the Spirit of God will continue to guide them and will keep them. Remember, the Bible said that if you train up a child the way he or she should go, and at the end, he will not depart from it. That's what the Bible says. And the child is not, the child in question we're talking about, the child is not even yours. You are just a caregiver to this child. God has put this child in your hands so that you'll be able to bring out that child well. When I talk about a child, I mean toddlers, I mean adult children, I mean even the ones that are married. As far as you are their parents, they are still your child. So you have the responsibility of putting them on the right path. If you train them well and you start on time and introduce the Holy Spirit to them, even though they might not be perfect, but to an extent they will come out well. And that's the reason why it is sad. I said parenting is sacrifice. For you to be able to do this, you have to create out time. You have to be ready to pray. You have to be an intercessor. You have to be a watchman. You have to be a medical doctor. You have to be a counselor. A lot of things are involved in parenting. And if we don't give us ourselves to do this work, other people out there are ready. The devil has stationed people out there to do this work for us, to give our children evil counseling. What destroyed Eli? Eli spoke to the children and he was tired of talking and they did not listen to him. So he gave up. As a parent, you cannot give up on your child. You have to continue to nurture this child. You have to continue to talk. Even if that child is married, even if that child is in the university, that child is in secondary school, you have to continue to correct. And some parents, I notice, are also afraid of their children. Don't let it get to that point where you'll be afraid of your child. Make sure you draw a line between friendship and parenting when it comes to child training. When there's time to be a parent and there's time to be a friend, when you need to give strict instructions and you need to give commands and rules, you have to be a parent. And when you want to play, you want to just joke around, you can come down to the level of a friend. But when you are consistently being a friend and you don't have that parental authority, you see the child will also know, and the child will also capitalize on that and also not respect your authority and not follow your instructions. Even as good as God is, God loves every one of us to the extent that he sent his son to die for us. At the same time, God knows when to be a father, and he also knows when to be our friend. He is our friend and he's also our father. When it comes to the time of authority, God plays that role of a father in our life. And when it comes to the time of just blessing us and making us happy, he plays the role of a friend. He discusses with us, he communes with us, and he fellowships with us, and he's also our friend. So that is, as a parent, you have to draw the line between fatherhood, parents and friendship. And remember that every child is different. The upbringing that you give child A is not what you give child B. Some child might do with spanking. They might do better when you spank them. Some children, when you spank them, you kill their self-esteem and you kill also their confidence. So some of them, when you just talk to them, they listen to you and they obey. Some, when you remove some pleasures from their lives, like making them not to have a lot of things that they enjoy, they will also comply with your instructions. And also make your instructions firm. Don't be a parent that you will tell the child, don't do this. And even if the child flaunts that instruction, you will not act. You will not do anything. That child is studying you and he knows the truth, that if he does not do this, if he does not obey your instructions, nothing will happen. Don't let it get to that point. Even as babies, when babies suck and they bite your breast, spank that child. Give that baby a baby spank. And at the end of the day, the baby will also know that what he or she did was very, very wrong. When you want to correct a child by spanking, or do it immediately that child offends, and let the child know why you are doing so. And when it also comes to the time of talking, make sure you affirm and blow the will of a parent and give issues authority and make that child to obey. And you know, those of us that have adult children, it gets to a point that you can no longer spank, you can only talk. When your child begins to be like 10, 11, 12, when you enter into the teenage years, spanking is no longer advisable. You have to keep talking, dialoguing. You have to give rules. You have to come out and deprive them of some of the things they enjoy, and they will not realize that yes, mommy and daddy, they are really serious. So you as a parent know that there is a lot of sacrifice you need to make. You need to make a lot of sacrifice. Sacrifice your time, especially. Make hard time to know what the children are going through, know what they are passing through, know what they are up to at every point in time, know their friends, and don't pretend as if
all is well, when you know all is not well, if your child needs help or counseling, please bring out that child for help and counseling. There are so many vices and so many things going on the internet. We have gender transformation. We have lesbianism, homosexuality. So many things are being introduced to them on TV, on radio, even on the net. And these things are what we should watch out for. We should help make sure we align ourselves, make ourselves available to teach them how to filter these things. And if you introduce God to them on time, the Spirit of God will be there to guide them and to let them know what is right and what is wrong. Wow. Thank you so much again for listening to this podcast. God bless you. And if you are yet to subscribe to my YouTube channel, please do so. And if you have not if you have friends and families that have children, whether teens or toddlers, please send them this audio. Let them listen to it and be blessed. And please don't forget to subscribe. Remember, parenting is all about sacrifice. Parenting is all about sacrifice. It is not we that will take care of these children. It is God that is taking care of these children through us. We are caregivers. And God is relying on us to give account of those children at the very end. And our children will not be wayward. They will end up well. Every child God has given us, they are for signs and they are for wonders. Thank you again for listening to Godly Counsel with Mary Egbide. I'll see you in my next podcast.